Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk show where you can take control of the airwaves to talk about anything you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. With you in the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And we have been talking a bit about an idea, a project, if you will, that nobody is involved in. And it's
nobody can do this.
Nobody can do it. We have faith in nobody.
In nobody we trust.
It's a bit of a marriage between the ideas of Cop Block and Cell 411.
And Uber.
And Uber, if you will, right, because there is an app involved. And we were talking during the break, and I had asked nobody if he had some sort of a title for this thing. And, well, nobody, why don't you tell us about it?
Oh, well, yeah, I've already registered the domain. I'm calling it copblock.app.
Copblock.app.
There will be a branded version of Cell 411 for it. Which will serve, it will probably be gaining a lot of of features, but I've just inherited the source code.
Nice.
This wasn't an open source app. The Shire Free Church was kind enough to buy the source and release it.
So the church liberated the source code.
Source.
Okay, very nice.
And so I'm going to basically prepare it for distribution, and then it's got a lot of commercial parts in it that I'm eventually going to rip out and replace with open source, so it will be a purely open source project.
Nice.
And toward that end, I'm looking for programmers.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like you have some components. What if people want to help, what can they do? What do you need?
Yeah, well, the big thing I need is manpower. I need programmers. I need artists. I need marketing people where's my... I can't hear me. Can you hear me?
You're doing fine. You're probably not turned up loud enough in your headphones.
Okay. Sorry, lost my voice, my ears, I guess, for a minute there. So I need all the people that are necessary to run that sort of an organization, and you can contact me by sending email to the copblock.app. Domain.
So what is the email address?
Anything. It will go to me. I've just got a sweep on the domain.
Okay, so info at copblock.app.
Yeah, you can send it to info. You can call me Ray, or you can call me Jay, or you can call me Ray J, or you can call me AJ. But don't ever call me Melvin.
What about Johnson?
Shirley.
Huh?
What about Shirley Johnson?
Shirley Johnson? I can't hear a word.
All right, hang on.
Something must be wrong with your headphones.
Yeah, I thought my mouth... No.
No.
Okay.
All right, we can do this later.
Technicalities will be handled behind the scenes. If you are interested in helping Nobody with his copblock.app idea, please email nobody at copblock.app or info at copblock.app with your offer of assistance, and he will get back to you with that. I would like to swing back around for the moment to this article. Yes, thank you. To this article from Reuters that we began talking about in the first hour of tonight's program. And it is titled, Why 4,998 People Died in U.S. Jails Without Getting Their Day in Court. Now, this article is from Reuters.com. It's their own investigation. They start talking about a gentleman named Harvey Hill, and I'm not going to talk specifically about him. The article is rather long, but what I do want to get, you can Google Harvey Hill if you want to know the details. But what I want to get to is some of the statistics brought forth in their investigation. And it says Hill's case is one of 7,571 inmate deaths Reuters documented in an unprecedented examination of mortality in more than 500 U.S. jails from 2008 until 2019. So a little more than a decade. Death rates have soared in those lockups, rising 35% over the decade ending last year. Casualties like Hill are typical. Held on minor charges and dying without ever getting their day in court. At least two-thirds of the dead inmates identified by Reuters, 4,998 people, were never convicted of the charges on which they were being held.
And that's true of a great many of the people. Something like three-quarters of the people, I think, currently incarcerated in the United States have never been convicted of anything.
Right, and we also know from previous topics and research on this that the majority of people who are arrested for victimless crimes. That is to say, a crime where no person or property was harmed in whatever it was. These are crimes of bureaucracy.
Yeah.
Oh, you violated, you know, this particular writ of law that says you can't do a thing.
Prohibition.
Or maybe it's just a war criminal arresting you because the U.S. government randomly went to war with you. What exactly is their justification for being at war with the pot smokers? You know, where we didn't like to support their wars, so they go to war with us.
Yeah,
that doesn't seem right.
Yeah,
you know.
This is, you know, somewhere between 5,000 and 7,500 people dying in the system without having been convicted before they even get a chance to get a court day.
Yep.
Yeah. Unlike state and federal prisons, the article continues, which hold people convicted of serious crimes, jails are locally run lockups meant to detain people awaiting arraignment or trial, or those serving shorter sentences. The toll of jail inmates who die without a case resolution subverts a fundamental tenet of the U.S. criminal justice system, innocent until proven guilty.
Well, I mean, the whole bail denial thing, which happens to a ton of people, also subverts that, and that's been going on for a long time. In fact, if they're denying bail to people and then holding them pretrial and they're dying in that time frame, that's a particularly tragic. But we've seen this happen time and time again. Christopher Cantwell, for instance, was denied bail, and he was held for 9 straight months prior to trial because they were saying that he, who is basically a loudmouth, you know, jerk,
shock jock, basically,
right, would essentially be a threat to humanity, that he was some sort of a menace to society. And so we see people being denied bail all the time. And if you don't have thousands of dollars spent on an attorney to fight it, then you have no chance. And it's sad.
Well, and, you know, as a guy who, you know, blabs into a microphone a couple nights a week, you know, I certainly would hate to see that happen more frequently, if at all, to anybody else. I know that one of the pillars, I guess, of a closing society is when freedom of speech starts, you know, getting frowned upon and people start going to jail for it and that kind of a thing. That's one of the indicators of a closing society. And the fact that it's happening here.
Okay, we've got the best justice system money can buy.
The article continues, the Reuters analysis revealed a confluence of factors that can turn short jail stays into death sentences. Many jails are not subject to any enforceable standards for their operation or the health care they provide, or in this case, don't provide. They typically get little, if any, oversight, and bail requirements trap poorer inmates in pretrial detention for long periods, as Ian mentioned. Meanwhile, inmate populations have grown sicker, more damaged by mental illness, and plagued by addictions.
Isn't it interesting that more and more people go crazy as the government gets more and more overbearing?
I mean, it's kind of predictable.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I don't want to be like, hey, we told you so, but we did. We've told, like, Free Talk Live specifically has told you so repeatedly, and now it's happening, and it's getting worse by the rate of 35% over the last decade, according to this Reuters independent investigation. And that's, I don't know, if it's not sickening, I don't know what it is.
Fight back at coplock.app.
855-450-3733. We've got more about this topic as well as your calls and your thoughts and some other things in store for you on Free Talk Live coming up.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. News from news.bitcoin.com. $9 trillion, a third of the U.S. debt, has been created just since September 2019. The Bank of China's new digital currency has been used in more than 3 million transactions, worth more than a billion won. Still nothing from the U.S. Federal Reserve's digital currency. John McAfee indicted for tax evasion and SEC violations. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
is Free Talk Live.
Who asked you?
Nobody. Nobody asked me.
Nobody asked you. I don't even remember it.
So I thought I'd answer. 855-450-3733 is our toll-free number. That's 855-450. Free as in freedom. If you would like to call in, talk about whatever's on your mind, we'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And it's Ian.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And you've heard us talk about Divi here on Free Talk Live, and maybe you've wanted to set up one of their easy-to-deploy masternodes, or maybe even stake Divi, so that you can begin earning Divi right now. Ian here says setting up a Divi masternode was super easy, and staking...
Yeah, because he didn't do it himself.
...was even easier.
He just pushed a button and
that's what they're supposed to do.
You just push a button, it's that easy?
Well, that's not setting up a masternode. You can set up a masternode
yourself. It's an automated
process.
Well, yeah, you can do it yourself.
So all you know is it's easy to ask somebody to set one up.
Yeah, that's right. That's how they market it, too. Because the average person cannot set up their own masternode, so this allows that to
happen. Well, you see, then it's not easy to set up.
Yes, well, I understand what you're saying.
Okay,
but
now I'm
going
to have to set one up.
For to set up a masternode, because all you have to do is just basically pay a PayPal invoice,
okay.
And you're good to go. Very nice.
You can't pay for it in Divi?
We're not investment advisors here on Free Talk Live, but we do think you'll be impressed with your earning potential with Divi as compared to traditional investment vehicles. Go to DiviProject.org and get started. You can buy Divi at several exchanges or directly from the Divi team. Need help? There's a link to their Telegram channel right on the front page at DiviProject.org. So if you get stuck, there are avenues of assistance for you provided right there. So
I've fallen and I can't get up.
I've fallen and I can't get up. Was that Life Alert or something?
You know, Jesus couldn't dance after he rose from the dead.
Do you know why Jesus doesn't eat M&M's?
He'd risen and he couldn't get down.
Do you know why Jesus doesn't eat M&M's?
They
fall through the holes in his hands.
That's bad. That's bad.
He can't take aspirin either. So, yeah.
Jesus is my body.
All right, let's go to your calls and your thoughts. We have Jet calling from Nashville, Tennessee. Jet, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, if I thought that I could yell at you guys and not get hung up on, I would probably want to do that.
What do you mean by yell?
What do we
like
do now?
Raise your voice or
yeah, just
holler?
Emphasize, just raise my voice, yeah.
But if we wanted any lip from you, we'd scrape it off our zippers.
Oh,
geez. Yeah. Now,
Jet, you normally have such a relaxed demeanor to your voice. I find it difficult to imagine you actually yelling at us, but go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Well, it is kind of funny, yeah, because people say that you're yelling when you're simply emphasizing. But yeah, I call in to reiterate in different ways, package it a little bit differently every time.
Mm-hmm.
And that is that there is a single phraseology that can set the world free, that will at least release the chains on people's minds and thoughts.
Sweet.
And that single phraseology, which you guys don't do, which I would like to just yell at you and ask you to do that, but
mm-hmm.
Hey, you do what you do because you're there and I'm here. But the single phraseology is people with titles are just other people who have no more right to do anything than you or I. And
that's the slogan of Copland. Badges don't grant extra rights.
To make laws. Other people have no more right than you and I to jail people. They have no more right than you and I to penalize or tax people. They're just other people. Now, if that one message can get in the minds of everyone and pass that along and pass it along, things will change because then the average individual will go, wait a minute, I don't have to put up with this crap. I mean, who do you think you are? That kind of thing.
I agree. I mean, I can't imagine if my neighbor who lives next door to me came to me and said, hey, give me 25% of your income or I'll throw you in a cage or otherwise I'll pull up this gun and threaten your life. I would have, you know, I would, of course, be in the right to defend myself or otherwise refuse his generous offer.
By any means necessary.
Yes. So the trick is to not use terms like government or the state, but to speak of individuals as individuals or small groups as small groups. But typically when someone does something, when someone makes a law, when someone decides to tax you, there are certain people that got together and said that. We need to point out who those people are, point out that they're just other people, and most of all point out that they have no more right than you or I. But if someone objects to that, say, okay, then of course you lead them through the process of, well, explain to me where they magically got this right to do these things, because I don't have it, and I don't think you have it.
Yeah, so, well, when you say government, though, what you're talking about is the corporation. The government is the mother of all corporations, and it's the only, and it's licensed to kill. It's also, it creates all other corporations. So we are referring to something that's distinct.
No, it's all imaginary. All that stuff you're talking about is imaginary. They're only people. They're, and when you say the words government and the word state, everyone has been indoctrinated to think good and necessary. So when you say government is bad,
well, believe me, that's not
is necessary and good is bad. And that just it just throws people into this rejection mode. So you cannot use the words government and state. It just does not get you where you want to go.
So, Jet, you've mentioned...
I found it frequently has.
Jet, you mentioned at the top of your call that if you could get people to, you know, stop using these terms, that it would set people free.
Maybe you should pass a law.
No.
Hang on. Nope. I have to ask, you know, what evidence do you have that that's true?
Well, first of all, I have to reiterate that it's the phraseology of explaining to other people that they're just other people. That's what will change things. Just using the words. See, most people are confused by that. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many people, most of us, because we're in this same group, we think of these things. When we say government is bad, government does this, it clicks differently in our heads than it does in the average individual. What I'm trying to get you to understand is the masses still believe, because they obviously flock to the polls, they still believe in this fantasy world.
That's a fact.
That you can get someone else in a position to do good when there is no history of it whatsoever.
Well, I
think it doesn't bother me that they flock to the polls. I just want them to vote for nobody when they get there.
Well, and I think it's more a matter of people not wanting to take personal responsibility, right? So people are lazy about this kind of a thing. They're like, oh, well, why do I have to worry about all of these things that I'd rather not worry about when there's an organization known as, the words you don't want us to use, Jet, to do these
they
things.
They think that it's okay. They think it because they haven't heard the other message. The other message is they're just other people.
Thanks for the call. Well, those rotten, really appreciate it.
Those rotten apples by any other name would still smell as rank.
855-450-3733. One rotten apple spoils the bunch is the phrase. More coming up.
Moose is the German Shepherd, now 11. And he's been an amazing dog. Moose is so active and so alert and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has a beautiful coat, and at 11, he'll still run and chase the ball. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
Dynavite for life.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road. DINOVITE.com. We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump continues crisscrossing the nation. Monday's campaign stop was in Prescott, Arizona, where he reminded followers of Barack Obama's inability to predict the future.
They came up to me, sir, I have bad news. What? President Obama's going to start campaigning for Sleepy Joe. I said, is that good or bad news? Because don't forget, He campaigned for Hillary harder than Hillary did. He actually said, he will not run, I ran. He will not get the nomination. Got the nomination. He will not be a president. And became the president.
The president brought up White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany.
With your help, we can beat social media. We can beat the media. Because we have the greatest fighter in the history of this country. And President Donald J. Trump.
Joe Biden is not campaigning this week. USA Radio News. Rudy Giuliani on Fox News says the Hunter Biden hard drive with explosive emails is real.
I mean, first of all, you've got about six witnesses that are sitting in the Ukraine ready to come here and go under oath. You've got documents in the Ukraine. You've got videotapes in the Ukraine. Plus, now you have Hunter Biden's hard drive. The day this came out, Hunter Biden's lawyer called the gentleman who was repairing it and asked for the hard drive back. I mean, the lawyer basically validated the hard drive. We've also validated it 10 other ways, including calling some people that would keep confidence to ask them, did they make this communication? We could see the communications between the two computers. Also, there's five pieces of information on it that only Hunter Biden would have. So it is definitely his hard drive. Plus, the pictures, which I hope nobody has to look at, the pictures make it clear this is Hunter Biden.
USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
I got something to say. It's better to burn out than to fade away.
Yeah.
That's right. It is Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733 is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom, if you would like to join in the fun and give us a call. Talk about whatever's on your mind. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And it's Ian.
And it's nobody.
And just as the internet is a global network that connects local networks, Intercoin is a global currency platform that enables communities around the world to issue and manage their own currency to circulate among their local population. Intercoin enables fintech innovation on the local community level, leading to stronger communities, greater sustainability, less poverty, and more productivity. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live. So important that Free Talk Live accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. in exchange for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. That's intercoin.org. Now, we had a caller in the last segment who was talking about the fact that, you know, we talk a lot about and we use the word government a lot. And I wanted to just address one more thing that we thought of during the break, and that is that I do begin to use terms that hopefully try to shatter the idea that, you know, government is really just people. And this is why I use words for policemen. I use men in costumes with guns, mm-hmm. right? Because literally,
I like road pirates.
Road pirates is, you know, but it more draws the similarity between, you know, pirates of the high seas and pirates of the roads than it does to reveal that these are human beings behind these costumes and these guns.
Pirates are human too. But there have been no inhuman pirates unless you count the parrots.
Robo pirates?
Parrots. Well, there are also robotic pirates. I saw some of those in Florida.
Pirates of the Caribbean. But, yeah. But I did want to say that Jet does have a compelling point, and that is to say that government is an idea, and it is a human construct. It only exists in the minds of human beings, near as I can tell, right? I mean, I don't see...
Well, it exists in the law as well. It exists because... You know,
people have written words down on a piece of paper, and in that,
a corporation is basically a tool for escaping liability for your actions.
Right.
You create a legal fiction, and if it goes bankrupt, then if it does more damage than it ever did harm and goes bankrupt, yeah. then the people who have been profiting it off it for years don't have to pay any of
sure,
the
but it only
money
exists
back.
In your mind.
Well, it exists in the law. It's a legal fiction.
The law is a legal fiction.
Collectively,
the, fiction.
The human mind. Yes, exactly. The whole thing is a
well,
fiction.
Well, it also exists in the form of a court system that will literally kill you.
These are people who believe in
right.
the fictions.
People who believe the fictions will then
right.
enforce
These are religious
laws.
Zealots. These are violent, mm-hmm. crazy, yes. evil religious zealots. Yes.
Mm-hmm. In the same way religion exists. Right, there are buildings, you know, that people
religion
go to who are religious.
But
religion is, you know, it's inside your mind. It's
yeah.
a belief system, and
it
so
sounds
is
like
statism.
The Antifa argument. Oh, Antifa's just an idea. It's not an organization. And it's like, well, it is also an organization. It's a group of people who have mobilized for a purpose, and their reason for being so aggregated may be very abstract, but they are very real, and their guns are even
oh, absolutely.
Realer.
Absolutely, they are. Absolutely. But what the point that Jet was trying to make is that if you can get people to see the human being behind the idea, that you may have a chance at freeing their mind from the construct of the belief.
Yeah,
and that's the point I'm trying to make.
The bottom line with me is I do use that. You know, by using road pirates, yeah. by using the mother of all corporations, but I do it from time to time, but that's just one of many rhetorical tools in yeah. my bag, and I find it gets irritating if it gets overused, even by people I already agree with.
Coincidentally, I actually use the word government because, well, I don't think that the layperson is going to understand me if I start talking about, you know, all these very careful words that you have to use to describe a human being that subscribes to a belief structure that will literally murder you if you don't do, you know, what they want you to do. So, it is a lazy way out, but at the same time...
I mean, it's not that hard to add the word people to it, right? Like, that's ultimately... You know, the substance of what Jet has been saying is to just not just say government, which sort of conjures up this thing that is greater than the sum of its parts. The
right.
idea...
It's worse than the sum of its parts.
Well, right, but, right. But yeah. And we don't believe that it's a great thing, but other people who believe in this system, who believe in the fantasy, they do. And so I understand what Jet's saying. He's saying, you know, add something to it. And he obviously wants us to go all the way
sure.
in. But if you just add a modifier like... Or use government as the modifier, so government people or the
government
adjective.
Individuals,
yeah,
are, right.
Government
yeah.
people. It just reminds people that these are just people. That's all I think he's trying to get across.
Indeed, mm-hmm. indeed. So I just wanted to say to Jet, you know, I think we understand where you're coming from, and don't stop spreading that message. Whatever yeah. you do, we need more like you.
I'd agree, but I think we need many turns of the phrase. We need to turn them in all different directions. We need to make people think. And that requires a variety of approaches because you just have to catch them that one time There's a chink in every piece of armor, and that's not being racist.
So circling back to this article from Reuters.com regarding the insane number of people who die in jail. This isn't prison. This is jail before they even see a trial or a court date. We've talked about how there's somewhere between 7,500 or 5,000 and 7,500. The article continues that the 7,571 deaths identified by Reuters reflect, you know, the stresses. Most succumbed to illness, sometimes waiting for quality health care. More than 2,000.
A lot of them succumbed to guards.
More than 2,000 took their own lives. I don't know if that's quote-unquote, but the
Epstein
official
wasn't one of them.
Yeah, the official, you know, we're talking about suicides. Amid mental breakdowns, including some 1,500 awaiting trial or indictment.
How many of them managed to get Mossad to pay off the government to say you were in, to say they were intelligence agencies, agents, and then faked their own deaths?
I don't know.
Okay. I only know of the one.
This growing number, more than 1 in 10 last year, died from the acute effects of drugs or alcohol.
There's nothing acute
about
that. So
people are getting arrested, you know, being under the influence of something, and dying in jail because they're not getting appropriate health care, or they're otherwise ignored or abused.
But it's free. The health care's free.
If it doesn't kill you.
Reuters found nearly 300 died after languishing behind bars unconvicted for a year or more.
Mm.
So imagine being arrested for something, put into jail, and not let out for over a year, and then you die before you even get your chance at a trial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As with much of the U.S. criminal justice system, the toll behind bars falls disproportionately on black Americans such as Hill. White inmates accounted for roughly half of the fatalities. African Americans accounted for at least 28%, more than twice the share of the U.S. population. Twice their share of the U.S. population, a disparity on par with the high incarceration rate of blacks. Reuters was not able to identify the race of 9% of the inmates who died in this investigation.
That was going to be my question. Was it on par? And it was.
Indeed. It's horrible. I mean, the system itself is horrible enough, particularly when it comes to crimes without a victim. But to be jailed and then not even convicted and then die is horrible. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, there once was a man from Nantucket whose comedy came out of a bucket. Or maybe it belonged in a bucket. I'm not sure. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 is our toll-free number. You can call in and take control of the airwaves. Talk about anything that's on your mind or anything that we've been talking about. It is Free Talk Live. With you in the studio tonight, it is myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And I mentioned a little bit ago in the show that the number of unemployed Americans versus the number of Americans who are out of the labor force are two different numbers. I'd like to point this out again and again and again and again and again and again and again because it used to be probably well before I was born, so, you know, at least the early 70s or and before that, that the government would report closer to appropriate numbers when it talks about unemployment.
I don't think so. The unemployment rate is a specific number.
Well, it's changed over time, but what I'm saying is the government currently, when you hear on your local news and they talk about the unemployment rate, all it is a measure of people who have recently filed an unemployment claim.
Mm.
It does not reflect people who have not been in the workforce for years.
Mm-hmm. No, that's actually not how they calculate the unemployment number. The unemployment number is calculated by doing randomly targeted phone surveys, and they ask two questions. Do you have a job, and are you looking for a job?
Based on the
self-report to those two questions, if you don't have a job and you are looking for a job, then you're considered unemployed. And that's to differentiate between people who want a job and people who are retired or wealthy or whatever.
Let me just dive into this article here.
Hold on. But is there no option for I'm an entrepreneur? Because not having a job having a job versus not having a job,
they don't measure entrepreneurs.
If you're self-employed, you're considered employed.
Okay. I wouldn't consider myself to be self-employed.
So I want to point out,
is that a legal term?
I would consider you to be self-employed in that you operate as a sole proprietorship.
Basically. Well, he's on a mission, though.
Yeah, I'm with the church.
And as part of a board.
So, I'm with a minister in a church. And
actually, anybody
church.
Involved in a church, unless they're directly employed by the church as a a government recognized nonprofit organization, may be counted.
Well, all churches are recognized by the government as nonprofit corporations, even if they have done no paperwork and filed no reports.
So my point here, nobody, is that there are two distinctly different numbers. One you hear all the time in the news, and one that we'll find out in a minute.
Yeah, and you really need both numbers to make an educated estimate of where the economy is at.
Right. This is from Axios.com. More than 100 million Americans are out of the labor force. The number of Americans who aren't employed but aren't considered unemployed because they are not looking for a job skyrocketed to 103 million this past April. And
hold on. Aren't employed but aren't considered unemployed. So these people are. So in addition to this number, you then add the unemployed number to it, correct?
Yes. These are the people who said that they didn't have jobs, but they weren't looking.
Nobody, let me get through three sentences, and then we can riff on it.
Nobody already said it.
The number of Americans who aren't employed but aren't considered unemployed because they are not looking for a job skyrocketed to 103 million this past April and still accounts for more than a quarter of the U.S. population. Why it matters. The official unemployment rate has halved in recent months to 7.9% in September from 14.7% in April. But the number of Americans out of the labor force has not fallen with it and, in fact, rose in September back to nearly 101 million people. That's roughly one-third of the American population.
Now, economists understand that phenomenon very well, and that's what happens when people give up on getting a job and stop looking, mathematically,
or they move
you
back
see
in with
the
mom
labor
and dad.
Participation going down, but and unemployment going down.
Right.
At
so
the same
so
time.
You see the official reported number of unemployment dropping from 14.7% to 7.9%, again, because they only count people who have recently become unemployed, right?
No. No, they only ask two questions. Are you employed?
Okay, we're going to disagree on that.
Okay.
But the point is that the official number of unemployed people has dropped because they're not measuring all of the people who are unemployed.
No, they're doing a random survey.
When in fact, the true number of people unemployed is still well over 100 million. As Fed Chairman.
No, they're non-participating. You're not unemployed if you're retired.
Well, okay.
You're not employed either.
I don't think there's 100 million retired people.
Yeah. No, there aren't. There's also children, though.
As Fed Chair Jerome Powell noted in remarks to the National Association for Business Economics last week, a broader measure that better captures current labor market conditions by adjusting for mistaken characterizations of job status and for the decline in labor force participation since February is running around 11%. The big picture. During the Great Recession, the number of people not in the labor force increased by an average of 0.12% or 96,000 people per month, according to an Axios analysis. During the month of April, the number increased by 7% and remained 6% higher than it was in March, an average of 713,000 people removed from the labor force each month. So during the Great Recession, it was 96,000 people per month. During the month of April, it was 713,000 people per month by the same barometer of measure.
I lost my job. Well, I didn't really lose it. I still know where it is. It's just every time I go there, somebody else is doing it.
Have you looked behind the couch?
So,
as a matter of fact, that's exactly where I worked.
Nobody brings up an interesting question about, you know, how many of these people that are in this 100-some million number
yes.
of people who aren't unemployed, but people who are just not in the job world. And according to census.gov, in an article published this June, the number of people who are under the age of 15, so basically they're not working in jobs, right? 60.5 million in 2019, and the 65 and older population is 54 million. Now, some 65 and older may have, you know, a part-time job at a Walmart as a greeter or whatever, but a lot of those are also going to be out of the workforce. So you're talking about 114 million people there if you just look at the people outside of the 15 to 64 range. Right. Is this 100 and something million including those people, or is it excluding those people?
That is a good question.
Well, that adds up to more than the 100 million.
That's right.
So my guess is that they're limiting their sample to working age people.
Right, so under the retirement age of, what is it now, 67?
And over the age of 16 or 18 or something.
So wait, are you, just to clarify, you're saying that if we take roughly 330 million people, we knock off 115 million roughly for the 15 or the people outside of 15 to 65. So now you're looking at 215 million people, knock another 100 million off. We only have 110 million workers. Is that true?
Well, we've also got the black market, the gray market, right, and people who invest in stocks and
what this article is saying, though, is millions of people exist in an unemployment statistics neverland where the bad news doesn't seem quite as bad because of unusual circumstances created after the government's reaction to the pandemic. So the numbers get even worse as you delve into it, and that's the point of this article. Is really just to say that more than 100 million Americans are out of the labor force entirely just since, you know, this whole coronavirus thing kicked in.
And we're not clear as to whether or not that includes the people who cannot be in the labor force by virtue of they're too young or too old.
No, but what we're saying is that it skyrocketed since, let's see.
If you went back to the actual study, they surely published the methodology along with it.
I was looking for their actual bit.
Now, this may be a book of their methodology.
Indeed, I believe you are correct. But we can talk about more of the effects of the government's, I call it an overreaction, to the COVID-19 non-pandemic.
The panic pandemic.
The plandemic, if you will. 855-453 is our toll-free number. This is Free Talk Live. We've got more coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.